Siman Tov Reish Chav Tes Mogan Avraham Sivkot and Tes. That's Chazar again. Issues with the status of a Dover Hamid, whether we accept it or reject it. It's Chazar again. There's a Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. According to the Rabbanon, there's no such thing. According to the Rabbi Yehuda, there may also not be such a thing. Because the question is, Ein Lo Keva, is that a Shita, or is it the issue of Maimid? So the two reasons not to accept Maimid, nonetheless, it's an open question, halacha lemaisa, as we saw in the Rishonim. So what about the Shulchan Aruch of Yosef Karo? So, in Siman Tov Reish Lamed, sounds like he'd never heard of Maimid, he's only told a word about Keva, the end of the Siman. In Tov Reish Chav Tes, it seems to be a contradiction from one Siman Sif to the next, from Zion to Ches. Right? Ches is no problem, Zion there is a problem. All this is bothering the Magen Avraham Sivkot and Tes. You read this with the Taz yesterday in some detail. We gave the Magen Avraham a short shrift. We didn't have enough time. Let's now go through it very slowly, okay? Three together. The Chabad says, Yesh Estapek Emut Olaniach Sulem Al-Agah Kedei L'Sachar Al-Gabav. Sure. Sadeh the Shaila is Maimed or no Maimed. So if you look originally in the Rashba, what's the Suffolk? Is the Sulem Mekabel Tumah. If it would be Mekabel Tumah, there would certainly be a problem of Maimon. So there is a problem of Maimon. Okay, very nice. Says the Magen Avraham Tes. Dein Maimidim B'Sasach V'Davar Mekabel Tumah. Shem Yavol L'Sachach Bo. That's the reason which is given by the Ramban and the Ram. It's a Gzeira. Not Rashi as Medina, the way the Bach understood. V'Yafagav Shem Maimidim Al-Kosel Avonim Mishem D'lo Shriach Shisach Abahem. This is what the Ram says. V'Yod T'chuli Amo Yadid Echai Gavna Beis Dira Mikri. Right, across the whole round that we saw already a few times. So far, so good, Rabbi Osir? Fine. Kosher. Right? It's in other words, it's all a matter of whether Gzeira is real or not. It's not realistic. It's not a fundamental point of Medina, as the Bach would have it, based on on what he called, if you consider to be Shitas Rashi. It's a matter of Gzeira. So here there is a Gzeira, here there's no Gzeira. Shpun is no need for Gzeira because you're putting in Schach in between. And that's all. Good. Fine. Habach, Kosa Shemidina, Os Lamed Lo, Mishum Gzeira, Einshim Shenitchak. He's stuck. Well, the dvar of kasha achter shpudin, so Bach is going to be stuck. Okay. Okay. So far, so good. But now the tzarachian is coming up. The besof siman taral posuk rab beis yosef behedra the mutal lahamid v'davim mekabel tumah. The imloken afilu gavoah asar apsula. Ayin sham. Right. He's only worried about 10 because of ein lekeva, but he's not worried about the ramayim. Gam besif ches means very next sif. Posuk lachaber v'chul en kpeda. Right? And Kemuchat the Sphere, that Ketruma said, Deshin Simon Sadi Alta, we saw, Shemut al Havim Vedavar Kabal Tumma, Chenibul Levush Behedja. No, so there's a steer between Zion on one hand, and Ches, and the next Simon on the other hand. Understand the question? Taz asked the question, Magan Rama asked the question. Magan gives two answers. Let's go slow with the two answers. Slow. Lachay Nira, Lee. Answer number one. The Masha also besulam hayne mishum she atzma schach posel. Not the pshat that the sulam is a davar hamaimed. The sulam is itself schach posel. No, the davar hamaimed is never a problem. Quote the Mechaber. Only the sulam itself is going to be a schach posel. Oh, a whole new story. V'chein barash b'shut sim kuf tzadi hey. V'yadua that it's really for the Rashba. Ken shneim the davar hachadiskavnu. As the Rosh says, and the Truma Sadeshin said, and the Maril said, sure. Terence number one, Hetagam. What's the problem over here? You're Maimid, not Maimid. No. The Rashba wasn't discussing in this Shuva the subject about Sulam, whether the Sulam is going to be possible the whole thing as a Maimid. No. You're using the Sulam itself as the Schach. And it's a suffix, whether it's Makabal Tumma and therefore possible the Schach. That's all. Simple answer to the Magen Avraham. We pass in Halacha Lemaisa. Dover HaMaimon is not a problem. Teretz number one of the Magen Avraham. Okay? Shine. Now, Interesting. Let's read the Machzah Shekel before we go any further. He's a super commentary on the Magen Avraham and explains a little bit more. Let's see if we can find it. Yeah. Rabosai, give a look at Machzah Shekel. That it has the parentheses in the Magen Avraham. What does that parentheses mean? Says the Machzah Shekel. Ratzaloma. Im hoya tamishim maimin. I feel hoya roch of kol shuoy apostle. Aval fizeh atam atzma schach apostle. Tzarech shir. Umavur shir shal schach apostle. Besimet tofresh namet beis. We know what it is. Dalet tvachim. Fine. I'm sorry. That's the case. Stalat Fach. That's what he says. That's what he says. Fine. Good. Let's not go further. Oh, dear Shlomo. The B'dievet Shari. Oh, boy. B'dievet Shari. Ukimosha Kosov, Besov Simatofresh Lamid. Machza Shekel, Batsaloma. Behold, the machshirim yesh minas mitar aschak yud tvachim kinis galiel is only b'di'evit. Ulechat chilos k'moshe kosev kan siv zayin. Ah, u'mashe kosev siv ches v'mutar l'koshim b'balos. Doesn't say b'di'evit. It's mutar. Hayne k'moshe kosev b'esheris of sov sim atof reish lamim b'shem aran. Tekevon she'ein aschak asmo nismach aleim. What does that mean? Let's look at Sif Ches a little more carefully. What does it say? What does it say? Take a look. What does it say? It says in Sif Ches, Lechaber klunsos asuka b'masmeiros shel bazel o lekashin b'balos chatikah shel begonim b'luyim shemekalim tuma ein k'peda. You know why? It's a maimed the maimed. That's why. Maimed is also the chatchila. Maimed the maimed is mutal the chatchila. That's a maimed the maimed. So maimed the maimed is mutal the chatchila. That's what it says. That's what it says. That's what it says. Let's now take a look. I want to show you things in the Mishnah Berurah itself. In the Mishnah Berurah, because it's a good chazara. It's great, but the Mishnah Berurah is a good chazara. Tav Kuf, excuse me, Tav Reish Chav Tes, Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Chav Beis, Yesh Lestapek, Yesh Me'achonu Shemefroshi Asafek Uimutu Lestachem Vesulamas, Umari Parentzis, Shasulam Arachav Arba Tvachim. The schach posel ain't a posel b'am sevadat pod dal tom kim a kamon sim a tov reish lamed bay. If you saw machs a shegel, gavaldik. Umakom asavigu b'meisha upshute kliyeshi and mekabel tuma afim b'drabonim. Reish sad the yisur came esh tekovim b'yirechi asulam shashlivos tekuos bam. Some of the base kibul the rungs fit into the holes in the side of the poles. V'yesh mechon and shemefarshi the mayr b'sulam shein a rachav. The Yerucha of Bavada Yeshon Lahach with the Dabba the Beis Kibul, Fein the Sachibo, the Mokka Masavikhu, the Lokal Ponim, Bechlal Maimedhu, Efshad Yeshon Lahachmir, Shul the Hamid, the Dabba the Kabul Tumma, Shemi Yavul the Sachibo, Ava Gav Shabbat Mid and Maschach al Kosal Avonim, Shul the Loshriach Shisarbe, Chenetiku Kamachron of the Dina, Chatkil Yeshti Zor, Shul the Hamid, the Schach, the Dover, Hamid Kabul Tumma, the Sibogan Ram, the Chatkil, the second Terrace. Bidi Evid, Mutul Hamid Schach, the Kabul Tumma, so here's the two terutzim. Because we get both terutzim of the Magen Avraham. Gives you the first terutz of the Magen Avraham and the second terutz of the Magen Avraham. Take a look at the Sharat. See it? Lamed Ches. Taz. Magen Avraham and Terutz HaRishon. Terutz HaRishon. Then he goes to Sifkot Nirav Terutz HaTaz. Tafilu im Neymar de Be'alma, generally, Maimed Mutter. Hoch Yeshloch Hashem Yavu L'Harvest Mesulamas L'Sam, as I told you yesterday. Not even though one could read the Taz that is this is Maimed, no. It's a special gzeir which applies Only over here. Only over here. Good. So we Mishnah Berurah clarified a good chazar of the Magen Avraham. Let's turn the page. Turn the page. Schav Gimel. I'm a Dake Moshe Vetigu Agro. The Mivsha Pshitale the Osel Sachabob is the base Kibalu of a Kabal Tumma. Mel Bavada is the Hachmish Lo Sachag Al Gabav. Because of Maimit. Well, because Shkem Bisulama Shal Agolos, etc., etc., etc. Okay. Fine. Fine. Good. Okay. Now, Chav Dal, what do I must say? Chayin the Sachag Olof. Even that's considered to be included as a davar amayvah. Am I correct? For what did we call kli mechabel tumah? It's called safsal the kisish of mechabel tumas medris. You can't put it on top to hold it in because they're saying over here that what lahavzik is the same as laham. That's what it says. Mishnah Berurah Chav Dalet. The gam zeh bechlal maimenu. Right. That's what the Vilna Gaon quotes are saying. Uvulvad zeh al kaponim. Okay, but that's only before Tvach. Fine. So far, Abosai, so good. Everyone with me so far? Pashup shah. Now, one thing you see when the Magen Avraham explains Sif Ches, why it's okay, why there's no Kpeda, I said the Chatchil, there is a Kpeda of Dover Hamid, what do you do with Sif Ches? Right? It's a serious problem. What do you do with Sif Ches? So, in Chavav, the Mishnah Berurah spells it out. Zemut l'chuliyama, afil l'man d'yama, d'ose l'hamad aschach, rabosai, look carefully. B'dover m'kabal tuma, kevin shein somech aschach ala masmerim, ala shemachzik b'em haklunsos, Hamavid Maschach, Umtams a Gamken Mutter, Lakashim Bila Klunsos, Bibalos, or Bechavon Shapishta. Why Maime the Maime? And a Chename the Lichur Aschach Atzmo, Bila Klunsos, Bechavolim, Royally Zor the Chatchila, Kamen Shakoshir Aschach Atzmo, Bidover Makabal Tuma. So Maime is still is also the Chatchila, it's the Magen Avraham's second opinion. Here it's a Maime the Maime. Right? That's what we saw in the Magen Avraham. What's so important about this? What's the maimon and maimon over here? You knock nails into the poles, correct? That means it's a general heter according to the Magen Avraham of maimon and maimon. General. As opposed to, which we'll see the Chazon Ish has his own unique opinion. Actually put on the maimon comes proper. I don't know if you got that far, which I haven't done all year. But this Chazon Ish is so important that maybe we'll take a picture on your phone and send it to everybody. If it's on one page. Okay? That Chazanish, yeah. It's worthwhile. So we're going to put it up too when we get to it. Not today, for sure not. But he has his own opinion. He says Maimon and Maimon is the same as Maimon. It's the difference. So what I, the Ran and the Rabban, no, there's an expression, if you remember the Ran, Maisa Karka, had never been exerted. But Maimon and Maimon is a problem no matter what. But the Magen Avraham is against him. He says the Magen Avraham is against him. The Vilna Gaon is against him. A lot of people against him. But he has his own unique opinion. We're going to try to discuss it at great length as we go. It's a little coming attractions. Coming attractions, Rabosa. Coming attractions. Fine. Now, I have to show this Maril one more time. It's very, very important. I showed you yesterday. Remember we saw the Shut Maril yesterday? Remember that? I had the wrong symbol. That was a Shut Maril. But I never showed you what's called Minhage Maharil. I'm not sure how they call it, but look up under Maharil. Maharil Minhage. Okay, help me find out the sukkah, please. Help. Sukkahs. Here we go, we found it. Omar Mahari Segel. What's Segel mean? Seagull. You know anybody named Seagull? Everyone knows a Seagull. Skan Levia. A lady. Mahari was a lady. Right? So Mahari. This is not written by the Mahari himself. His Talmidim wrote it. This means Mahari Segel means the Mahari himself. Kol davar mekabel tuma osel l'sachek bo. We know this before the Maril. L'chein yizoyer kol adam shlo lahaniach sulam o shiver kelim shal safsonim v'katadros al haschach l'hachzik es ha'arova t'chashinan shema nitnu b'medris u'pamachas ro marisegel al ha'suka eitz v'beroshe v'chushuk b'barzel v'tzivro harav l'hasiro v'shivre klihu v'shema nitmo. Was well, a hard thing to understand, but it shouldn't matter. It's Makabal Tuma. That's not for now. The Kitzah, the Maril, if read on a simple level, seems to be worried about Maimon. No? That's what everyone assumes talking about Maimon. That's what the Vakasha, the Maril, solves for himself. Did we see the Vilna going on in the shir yesterday? Yeah. This Maril is against the other Maril. Let's do that one more time on the screen. You have to remind what the Siman number was from yesterday?
Sorry.
No, that was a Chumash Sadesh.
I'm sorry.
Maril was. Who remembers? Maril, it says. Come on, what was it? Kuf Nun Zayin, something like that? Let's try Kuf Nun, maybe that's right. Maybe. I was Kuf Nun, why is it pressed? Sorry about that. Ah. Yeah, I think this is it. Watch this. Tess. Ever with me? We saw this yesterday, we'll see it again today. Chazara is always important. V'yim noma v'suka shechibru davra ha'mayim ha'aschach masmer shel barzel. V'yev shalama below masmerim, maminan halacha chamaimit v'yikorei dora makabel tuma. Tshuva. Sukkah shahemim v'tzchach v'dora makabel tuma. Yesh rabbi seinu say it's also. Yeah, they say pshat in the rift that way. I looked in the rush. The rush is matter. He has kashas against it. The rush has kashas. What do they do with the? Kosel Mechuba. So he couldn't find an answer. He couldn't find an answer. The Rani have an answer. He couldn't find an answer. What does that mean? He's playing with us? The Rani have an answer. It's only a Gzeira. It doesn't apply with the Kosel Avodim because you know what's with Sacha with that. So far, I don't understand. Okay? Weiter. Of course, the whole Sugah Sacha Avodim. The Rif didn't quote any reasons. But Rabbi Zalman says that's a problem of Maimit. I don't agree. Number one, Rova going and passing like the Rabbanon. Halach Rabbin. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mefarash Amor Achrina, Tamad Achrina, what's that reason? Ein Lekeva. It's because Svek Sveka, says the Maril. Also Tamu Iker, Kamo Shechia Charosh, Chino Karabose, Ein Kan Sufik. Rav Zalman is wrong. Good. So therefore, there's no such thing in Maimon. It doesn't exist. Aber time with the dog which we call him Ahmed lesser. What do you find that expression of Ahmed? Who Ari be Shemamed Kli the Kabel Mashke. The Ari be Rav Meir per Kama de Shabbos. Is this on the Marma Komas? I think so. Let's just, if I do this, I can get back. Oh, just give me the mocha. I need this for Tess of them in base. Okay, very nice. Okay, very good. Very good. Okay, very good. I'll get back.
There's tabs on the top. It's
the one
right to the right.
This is right. That was the wrong symbol. It's this one.
But that's the one you're on now.
Oh, this is the one now.
Good point, Sean.
Yeah. Whoa. That's this? No, I want this one. I want to raise it. I'm afraid of those. Anyway, let's go. Okay. Shabbos. Kama Kama say. No. That's different. Avo Mamed Iker Akli had a pluk there of Nechemi Rabbanu Pegma Isha, also in Shabbos, I used to see. V'yein in Yonam Lekan. V'yein Lemeidem Isham in Yon Sukkot Avim Mechuber. We'll see what that means. V'hosam Pligil in Yon Kli Ayin Inu Iker Akli. Tabas, Mechuba, Bagabi Bais, Kamo, Lame Chachamayim. Fine. What did Maral say over here? There's no such thing as Maimit. No din of Maimit. How do you reconcile Chuvas Maril with Hilchas Maril? Assuming Hilchas Maril meant Maimit. As I told you yesterday, what the answer was, he didn't mean Maimit. He couldn't mean it. It'd be a steer. How's the Vilna Gaon? Remember the Vilna Gaon? Had a steer in the Maril? Right? Never saw that? Where was that? Vilna Gaon. Saw yesterday. Where was it? End of Yud Gimel somewhere? End of Yud Gimel, I think it was Vilna Gaon's Kasha. I will Tzorachin and Amaril, Hilchos Sukkah, Shebet Shuva, Lo Kosev Kain, Kotel Loki Rabbanim. So what's he talking about over here when it comes to this Sulam? He passed him with no problem of Maimed. And he has no answer. The answer, look again carefully in Minhag Maril. He didn't say, wait a minute. Yeah, this is the one, Zion. Also the Sachech Bo. Now hold on, not finished yet. Lachain, Yizar, Kol Adam, Shloniach, Sulam, Al Shivay, Sulam, Shal Samson, the Katadros, Al Schach, the Hachzik, as Arava. Wait a minute. Isn't it clear to talk about a Maimed? No! No! It means you're afraid the guy's going to sit under a 4 tefach's worth of this particular object. What do you see once? There's a mechushki bebarzel to get it out of it. Sure. Nachad of Maimit, as we saw in the Magen Avraham. Because that itself is 4 tefachim and it's chach posel. Rabbi said, I'm convinced this has to be true. Otherwise, the steer in the Maril. Now, what have I gained from my assumption that there's no steer? I've gained a tremendous amount. Because we saw in Mishnah Brura, look at it again one more time, on the key word which is lahachzik. Look carefully, Rosai. Lahachzik chav dalet. Tegam ze bichlal maimed hu. Who said so? Okay, mashav bebir agro. Avada mashav bebir agro. Because the agro got stuck with a stira in the maril. But if we're right, no! The question is, why are you putting it there? You're putting it there, lahachzik. But the lahachzik is irrelevant. It doesn't matter. Yes, lahachzik. No, lahachzik. It's not called a maimed. It's because in itself is a problem. They don't pass in Maimon according to the Maril. Hence, Rabosai, we have no source that Mahzik is like Maimon. That's my Chiddush. The only source is the Maril. It's a misread of the Maril. Only place you see the word Mahzik is here. And therefore, they make an assumption that Mahzik is the same as Maimon. Not true. Maimon means without this thing will just collapse. Mahzik means right now it's okay. But if you took away the thing on top, maybe one day it would blow away or something like that. It's a whole different story. Yes, sir.
You're saying we're being more machmir with lahachzik then?
No. The Mishnah Berurah and Chav Dal writes, you see from this Shulchan Aruch, that machzik is included in the word maimed. Because he's just working with an assumption that the maril asked the Mishnah maimed, which I can understand. You can learn that way. But it can't be, because that contradicts what he said in the Mitzvah. There is no din of Maimon at all. The Gaon's Kasha. It's only one answer. He never said over here, it's possibly Mishum Maimon. No. He said you can't use it for Schach. And therefore, don't put that thing on top. Nachad of Maimon. Because it's going to be 4 tefachim of that stuff. Or maybe there are 2 tefachim of that stuff. It's going to cause a problem. That's the Pshah. And therefore, there's no source anywhere. The machzik is like maimed. It's true he mentioned the word machzik because those are the facts of the case. It's going to be keep it there to keep it from blowing away. Doesn't mean that that's called in the category of maimed. No. Can't they really? Yeah.
So, according to Rabbi Shabbat, if one would use something that's the Kabbalah to tie down the scarf,
no problem.
No problem at all.
According to Baril, no problem.
According to Mr. Brewer, what's even there is.
That's called slow. If you're worried about maimed, L'chatchila, second terrace of Magen Avraham, so it's a problem. The Mishnah Berurah says a beferish over here in end of in Sifkaton Chavav. To tie him down is a problem. Right? You can't tie the schach itself down. You can tie something else down. It's maimed the maimed. But not a maimed. He said, yeah, he's right. Even if it's just maxic, it's still a problem, according to the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. But I'm saying it's not correct shot in the Maril. You can say it, but the Maril never said it. The Maril's only source. So I'm not so running to accept this necessarily. Even though Mishnah Berurah said it, I have no tightness for it. But I'm not so sure it's true. Because according to him, the Vilna Gaon, it's cash, is no terror. It's a steer in Maril. We don't like steers in Maril. It doesn't look good. Okay? Yes, sir.
But it's not just the Mishnah Berurah and the Gra, it's the Ramah also, who reads the Maril this way, no?
How do you know?
Because he doesn't say, he gives a reason for who I didn't hold being a Kabbal Tumah, not about the Sarim or any wit. He qualifies the Halacha by saying it's the same for any Kli that's a Kabbal Tumah. So it seems like it's more a din in Miami than it is a din in Sarim.
Maybe you're right. But this is, maybe you're right. I can't argue with you. Maybe not 100% mukhach. 100% mukhach. It sounds that way. I agree with you. And how do you see it? For the four words to the sachar agavav. Now, were those words in the original Shara of the Rashba, those four words, I don't remember if they were there or not. Who remembers? Those four words, the Bogan Avram quote the Rashba verbatim? Did he?
That's in the question of the German Dasha.
Ah, so that's where it comes from?
Yeah. But he answers it by going, even to be Masachic with them,
fine. Yeah, so the words come from the German Dasha, but not from the Rashba. The Rashba, I think, it says, is it good tzchach or bad tzchach? So, you're right. It says the Chumash Zedeshon led to a certain impression. But maybe it's not true. Otherwise, we're steering with Chumash Zedeshon also from Tzadi to Tzadi Aleph. Double steering. Right? The same steer we have in the... Rebosa, I'm not going to put on... I'm just reading you from the inside. Trust me, Rebosa. Okay? We have the Chumash Zedeshon. We read it inside. It was both on the screen yesterday. And we do again. Tzadi and Tzadi Aleph. Very short excerpts. The whole thing is that long. Remember, I told you he wrote his own shayla, so you can't blame on anybody else that they didn't write it properly. He wrote it himself. Okay. Simon Sadi. Shayla. Sukha Shirotsul Hosam Lamalos Sulam Ogodonir Schach Al Gabayan Kosher Adavar Olo. He says, Mutter. You know why? It's not Makabal Tumma. Implying that if it were Makabal Tumma, what? Be a problem of maimed. Imply. What he had in Simon Sadi Aleph? No trauma of maimed. Only this case of Sadin. So steering Chumash Zedeshon also.
Couldn't you say that Chumash Zedeshon is giving even a bigger chiddush? He's not saying that it's not, you can't use it, he's not saying that you can't use it as a crossbeam because not a kabbalah. He's saying you can even use it as schach because not a kabbalah. I don't even have to tell you that.
Right. That's the one hipshad in Chumash Zedeshon Simon Sadi. That will resolve the stira in the Truma Sedeshin the same as in the Maril. I think the Truma Sedeshin, I think, was the Talmud of the Maril. I think. You have an introduction there. See, who was the Truma Sedeshin? Who was he? Who came first? I'm not so good at my Jewish history over here. Let's see. Movo. Okay. Here we go. The Maril was the Rebbe of Rabba Muva Koya Maril, black and white. So the Maril and the Truma have the same stira for the same. And I want to say that they both never meant to apostle Maimed, which is misunderstood. I mean, you see why they were both misunderstood. I can see it, but I think they were both mattering. Right in the front page, Jimmy Muva was the Maril. So you got it right. That's why I wanted to say they both never meant it. Can they really? Otherwise, they have stiras when they obey. Kane Nirali. Oh. Okay. Let's take a look, Rabosai, in the Goyen, Vilna Goyen, end of Sivkot and Yud Aleph. He has a steer too. I asked you to start from the middle, right? Am I correct?
Yeah.
Where we start? Avalodok, where do we start? Oh, Beis Yosef. Where's that? Well, hold on. Vesor Beis Yosef, that's where we start. Everyone look at the Vilna Gaon, Sivkot and Yud Aleph, it's more than halfway through. Vesor Beis Yosef, came in the Chumas Hadesh and Lomach Shil Sach Al Gabi Ksulim, Eli Mishim the Sova the Sulim Tor, Aval Rashbo, Shem Mestapek, he became more than Chumas Hadesh and the Yosef, Zeesh Mestapek. Aval Lodok, Rav Yosef Kar wasn't so careful. The Chumas Hadesh and Lo Kosav, Eli Ravcha the Milsa, Shafa Sulim Atzma Yochel the Sachech, Aval Afla Dasa Ostrim, Al Gabba Vare Mutter, he says in Simon Sadi Aleph, and Simon Sadi Aleph, yeah! So when it came to the Trumas Hadeshim, the Vilna Gaon figured out that was misunderstood. Why did the Maril have a tie against the Vilna Gaon? If the Talmud says the Rebbe Shulam is misunderstood exactly the same way. Okay. Okay. In any event, Rabbosai. We're a little bit further in the Gong. He says, Samaroyim, and the Rosh is Keva, the Toysvis, Tarfresh Lam Yud Gimel. Oh. After Yesh Tarz is the Gro, Tila Sivches Lokasha. Why? Sha'afri Chumas Adesh and Kos of Dafka Lipsaka Rosh Apostle Mishum Keva, Loro Divriya Rashba. What Rashba? It's a Ritva. Shuposa Kamandi Omar. That's the Ritva's Kasha against his Pesach. Vod Hiksha, Apirish Rashi, Apirish Shum. Avol Sichcha Gabi Amita Ksheira, Shenoat Yisayet Mi Bachut, Velo Somach Asach Alein, Maile Memra, because of Allah Nochon, because of the Ramban, the Somach Ross, because of the Kriya Amita, Shekofa Mitosa Bakriya Lamala. Turn the bed upside down, the feet, the legs are up. V'sichach aleihem, shosin schach al gabi akrayi, put schach on top of the legs of the bed. Chalam am neshen lo keva, shom am ordered as the machtenu. It's going to move. Shein am mes lukach, shetash mish kfuyam. Wait here. Rabbo saying, come walk into your house, turn the bed upside down. Amen, I'm ordered as the machtenu. That's the expression of the Tyrus. Get out of here. Put the bed right back up again. What are you, crazy? Upside down bed. V'chalam, huh? Ipnei, Fuchule, Abayas of Loshana, Rosh Hashanah, Ramita Kedaka, Venot Yusedos Aleo, Vesamach Aschachala Yusedos, Afa Gavshim Mitaltelus in Ramita Kshedri Ako. Why? Lamanda Yamash Ein Lakeva, Rayo Medes Kedaka, Ulamanda Ipnei, Makabotuma. No, watch this now. Dafka Shesamach Aschach Atmo Al Dovra Makabotuma, Aval Hamamidin. Sheira, Maimed and Maimed is Kosha, Dim Lokain, Hokol, Tefanos, Hasukot, Tzavich, Lahamid, Allah, Oretz, Rabosai. At the end of the day, is one big capital Mem, Maimed. You know what that's called? The earth. And the earth is not Kosha the Schach. How can you possibly ask the Maimed, the Maimed, the Maimed, the Maimed, the Maimed, the Maimed, the Maimed? It's the end of the earth. That's what they're going to say. Powerful. That's powerful. Pesach Shamucha Beis Amid Beis. All the Mamar comes. Ha'osa Sukasa Barosh Ilan Karkista Shal Sukkah. As Rashi says, no problem. The floor of the Sukkah being Mekabel Tumah or Mechuber is not a problem. Look at the Ritva. He calls the Rashba. Gave it Teretz, the Ran. Okay. Second answer B'dei of the Chatchila. This is a bit of a, it's called a dochak. Okay, so the first terrace is right. Bekitzer Rabosai, this is what the Vilna Gaon has to say. Fine. So far, so good. Oh. Now I'm going to read you again, one more time, for this beautiful Sefer Shalmei Toda. Same page, Sheleg. No snow on our circles, I hope. Shinlam with Gimel. Goes through the Vilna Gaon. Yeah. Ein Birei Agra. because of the stira trumas hadeshet, dafka lepsak rosh, those who said that laro devi aritva ramban raram shechilku v'itiru lechuliyama mamed and mamed imenu samech as aschach mamash v'davar mekabel tuma. Quadrit va, we can be makel basmeira shel brazla b'shemach taima. Yeah, what's pshat? His pshat. The maril is mesupik. What's the pshat? Can't stand without the nails, it won't stand. Halacha chara maimid. It's all called, it's vikorim. Dover mekabel tuma. L'mad yos alaham v'dover mekabel tuma. Hainu midina. Shum da halacha chara maimid. What's the Maril's suffix? Rabosai. Where is the Maril's suffix? This is the one. Where is the Maril's suffix? He says the suffix is Hakol Holech Achara Maimid. That's the suffix. That's Medina, says the Shalmei Todah. As Rashi says, the Bach and the Korban is silent according to the Rosh. It's not just Xer de Rabbanon. The Fisvara Zu and the Chalak, listen carefully, Bein Maimid Le Maimid De Maimid. That's the Chazanish says. Typical Inyan came into Sof Sof, Yavshu the Sacha Lamud Belozeh, Shaykh Beit Tamid Allah Chachar Maimid, Vyesh Lesor, Rabosai. Because of the 100th down Maimid. El Hitta Maril. Because he holds, like the Rosh, we don't pass it at all, Maimid. But according to the Rav and the Ramban and the Ran and the Ritfo say, Yisru at the Maimid is not a dinam, Mikzera. They hold, only when Maimid is Haschach Atzvo, but not when Makabal Tumah. Av a Maimid, the Maimid, Logazu Shem Yavul Asachet, the Vishari, the Chuliyam, that's what the Vilna Gaon says. Truma says, you didn't see the Ritfo. He follows the Rosh of Smidina. So he got stuck with the Kashi Kol Slavonim, and he therefore rejected it. According to the Ritva, we can say it's Mutter L'chuli Alma L'chav L'chunsol Sasukah B'mas Merah Shabbat. You know why? Maimid the Maimid Meridik. You see, Klar, the Maimid the Maimid is not limited to a case of Maisa Karka, as the Chazanish would have it, but it applies throughout. He's, the Chazanish is more than against the Mogan Avram and the Gro. Both. He's not afraid of the Chazanish. Avram's against me, the Gro's against me. It's okay. I think I'm right anyway. We'll see. Okay, Rabosai, we oh. Fine. Let's discuss Hakol Achar HaMaimon. Let's take a look and see. Yeah.
Just very quickly about Sif Zion.
Yeah.
Where is the topic? If the something of the Trumas of Deshem versus the Ramban was by actually being the Sakhik Mamish with the Sukkah.
Correct.
The question is it Makabal Tumah or is it not Makabal Tumah?
Right.
So when you get to Maimon. Shouldn't it just be a fake anyway?
Good question. Maybe. Very good. As we saw so before, kind of a fake fake. Maybe passing a bonon. Similar idea. Rabosai, let's take a look at the Gemara on Shabbos Tesva. I think is it on the Mamma Comas? I think so. They put it on?
I didn't put it.
My bad. Alright, then I guess I goofed. You're right. It's not here. Didn't put it on. Okay, my mistake. Guess I didn't want to have too many Maramah comments. Let's take a look briefly, okay? Very briefly. Shabbos, Gemara Shabbos, I will say, what's going on? The Gemara Shabbos. Test of the base. What does it say? Kli Schuchis. Oh. Hakol Holech Achar HaMaimid. What happened? What's the case? Nikvu V'hetif L'tochan Avor. There was a hole in the glass. You put in lead. Rav Meir says, it's Mekabel Tumah. Why? Hakol Holech Achar HaMaimid. And lead, of course, the metal, is Mekabel Tuma. That's one din. There's another case. Masechta Shabbos. Rabbi Osai, look. Here we go. Halacha Besulam halacha shnivosa v'as halacha shal shalosa chamomim hakol holech achar amaimit. Black and white, the same lush that we saw quoted in my reel, right? Yeah. You saw it. So what does that mean, Rabbi Osai? What does it mean? No, we can make the following distinction. In those two cases, what are we saying? We say that the maimed determines the min. But in Sukkah, you don't say that. Why? Because in these two cases, the maimed is a kli lekabel mashke, and the maimed is ikar a kli. And therefore, it's lekabel mashke only through the metal he put into the hole. Yeah. But you can't learn from this. You see, one more time, Rabbi, I'll say one more time. Yeah, he calls it maimed, right? It's wrong. That's clean for mashke. We saw in one other case, right? But you can't say it over here. There they're arguing, kli heininu ikara kli. What's the ikara kli? Is it the glass or the metal? Ulin tabas, b'chubal abayis, amid the bottle of gabi abayis, because it's the abayis, it's a maimed. Vareyu kamo, v'lo b'shum, halach achar ha-maimed. We don't apply the principle over here to say halach achar ha-maimed in this kind of a situation. It just doesn't apply. So writes the Maril in Shuvik Simon Kuf Nun Zion. It just doesn't apply. Doesn't apply. It's just not so. Okay, it's not so. And we cannot derive from here. Ein lemeid l'mishon l'nesuga. Why? The habe mechuber. What do those two words mean? The Havi Mechuber. Look, a kli's main purpose is to hold liquids, and the maimed achieves that. Right? A tabas and a sulam, right? The two other guys we had, they are complex kalin. The sulam has rods and rungs, and the tabas had a ring and a signet, right? The complex kalin. The maimed is a yikar, but the schach. That doesn't apply, but when you say the ikar, there's no ikar, there's nothing. The schach creates sail, and the dolphin is not doing that, so it shouldn't passel it. And you can't say the dolphin is the main part of the schach. Nah, that's ridiculous. Therefore, it doesn't apply. So now, Bosi, if this svara is correct, we understand very well yesterday's Trumas Hadeshen. Yesterday, we saw Trumas Hadeshen, and he said, you know, there's one case which is a problem. What's the case? You have a sadin. Why? Because there it's also schach. A schach that's a maimed is a separate problem. We understand very well why that's true. A dolphin can't be considered the main thing, so therefore it's set aside. There's no din of maimed. It's not like a case over here with the ring, or the case over here with the cup, the glass cup that had a hole and put in metal. And this is very, very important. I want to show you a tshuva, which I hope to be able to find for you, from Shlomo Zal. Let's see, Beis Tinyana. Let's try it. Here we go. Maimi Kabatuma. Kutz Chazanish, we'll get there later. Oh. Abosa, watch this. The words Maisa Karka, which the Chazanish harped on, the Ritual left it out. Didn't never mention those words. He says the Ferish, it's on the Maimakom, it's Maimid the Maimid. He coined that phrase, the Ritva. Moshe was found in history before that. Maimed, it's not a recent invention. It's the Ritva. You can't get the Ritva. Not going to be Pshir Zel Kavanah Zeri Aramban. The Rebbe's language of Maisa Karka. Here's a new language of Maimed the Maimed. He says it's for our fathers. In Bado Les of the Hamid Kunis Sukkah Mechubar. Hereta Osem El Hamidem Be'oretz Ulesachek Bohem. And the Baragor, we just saw in Biragrom. He says Rashi means a Ritva. We saw that. We saw that. Right? So what's the Hekrech to the Klal of Maimed the Maimed? Who we call Karka Olam Shemamidin Sukkos Aleim. There are things to us on the earth. Mamesh Kid Vareinu Liel Shadivir Ramban Behodem Maisa Karka Belalma Lobo Lomar Shesham Zeo Amatir Elu Bir Advorim Vagorim Shalaheter Hu Podein Amam Lehedja Shadu Maisa Karka Maimed the Maimed Ritva Kos Ramban Bimiluam Rabosai. And the same with the Ran. He mentions the word Maisa Karka, it's true. When he comes to explain, what does he say? Kevan she'ein aschach nismach mamish ala mita v'shtodos echlizim zvuz alav. Mamish. And later on, he says, Kevan the mafzikudisim in the schach. Nothing to do with Maisa Karka. It's maimed the maimed is mutter. This Baruch Hashem, the Shlom Shlom Azam is going against the Chazon Ish. And that's what we think the Pesach Halacha is. Very, very important. Very, very important. We're not done yet. We're not done yet. Again, you see, it's nothing to do with we're not finished. Hold on. We're not finished yet. And he has the Rivas is the same way. We'll have to come back to this later. It's a long chew. I'm trying to look for one line. Can't find it. I believe that somewhere in this chew, maybe tomorrow we can bring this chew up. We have it downstairs. Okay? I'll try to remember myself. I'll try myself after midrash to get it. I want to show you one line which I can't see right now. Fine. This idea which we just saw, that if you're not going to accept the kula, the whole world is standing on the ground and it's not going to be good. The Avdenezer said so. Look at this. Kli shel etz v'chashuka shel barzim tzorach tvila. I feel man da malach achar ha-maimid. Kevin shem mishtava shem melkom ha-matches. Ein tzorach tvila. He's not sure if I follow the maimid or not follow the maimid. Oh. Here we go. Watch this. Tivsol maima eschach v'psul. Lo tim tzorach suka k'shera. Shekol suka karka olam amida v'ofa posel ischach v'yal kochach hochi achshir achmona v'yev shalumo v'menu l'dover achar shein l'meiden efshar v'she'i efshar u'midi rabbonon gozul yesh poskim v'masach munach mamish akabi dover v'kabo tumo shem yisach v'dover v'kabo tumo. Yeah, that's what he says. Okay, so it's mefurish this svara. We saw Bekitzer in the Ritva, he says it befarish, mamash black on white. Black on white. Okay. Rabosai, let's now go further. Let's see the Ritva inside. I brought my Ritva. Who has a Ritva here? Nobody? I'll show it to you on the screen. If you don't mind, I'm gonna look here. The Ritva is on our daf chafala from the base. Okay. Watch this. Let's read slowly. V'charava v'shemamad avi v'kabal tumma. Pirish was posel eschach. Zera, shem yavol eschachipo. I cool and share with Fannis. Unbelievable pshat at the beginning. V'she'ein eschach omed samach behen. Whoa! You have a separate series of items which are holding up the eschach, which are not v'kabal tumma. Inami. The kol she'ein yisuro l'eschach l'mekzer d'rabonan, kon chavilin, l'gozbo b'smicha. Ugzeru l'gzeri. Fine. Ay, Rosh Ha'ilah and Rabosai, it's a Mishnah. Another Mishnah, Shtayim. You see that other Mishnah? Maybe you didn't see it yet. Shtayim Bidei Adam. V'yachas B'ilon K'sheiro Hi. V'ilon Posel L'sachech Afilach K'sheosu B'osukos K'sheiro. Tira Terayim Etzal. The Shani Ilan, the Lo Chazi, the Lo Shiach the Sachebo, the Fichach the Lo Gozrubo. Watch this now. V'shema Shochach Rabbeinu Zal. Could you believe this? The rabbi forgot. You said the rabbi forgot anything? Isn't this wild? Unbelievable. The Ritva says that the rabbi forgot a Mishnah. Oh, come on. How can it be? Hashem Ashocha Rabbeinu Zal. Maybe he forgot. Oh, it's so scary. What did he forget? Oh, it's not a Mishnah, not a Gemara or a Yishalmi. A Mishnah. Kids in the Cheder, they don't Mishnah as well. What's that in the Mishnah? Hidlo, Les, Agevin, Ves, Adalas, Ves, Akisus. Am Ashchiach Milsel, the Sacha, Bimachuber. He accuses the rabbi of forgetting a Mishnah? Can't be. How can it be? Forgot a Mishnah. How can it be? V'nired lo koshal arayvin Mishnah Zul, says the footnote. Zel is shown arayvin. You can look up the arayvin yourself. It's in the back. Maybe you should look it up, no? It's a two-liner. Abel osa sukosal barosha ilan. O agabi gomel lo gozer b'shem de lo shchiach hoil ve'ena ruuya liyamtiv. So what in the rabbit? Rabosai, the reason it's not shchiach is because you can't use it on Shabbos or Yontif. You can't go on a tree on Shabbos Yontif. That's why. You didn't forget anything. Kol shen isur ilas sachar b'kzeir rabbanan kol chavilin. So the rabbit answers, "I didn't forget the Mishnah. Biyud devarav. The lo shchiach sheyivna adam sukkasa b'rosh ilan o agabe gomel shoshazal yuchal lalosa l'sukkasa b'yamtiv el Shabbos. Rabbosai, the whole thing is 7 days, and usually at least one, and sometimes two." If you're in Chutzlarts, it's 8 days. At least, in Chutzlarts, unbelievable. You have at least three out of the 8 you can't use it. And most years, it's 4 out of 8 you can't use it. Who's going to make a sukkah that works only half the time? You have a shugana. That's what it means. Not that people don't normally use trees to cover things. On Yom Tov sukkahs, it doesn't pay you. So they're living in Chutzlarts, it knocks out 3 or 4 days out of the 8. Yeah. Lachain, Avshe Yamokom Ligs or Shemiyov, the Sacha Bimachuber, Avamikema do Dava Shaloshriach, the Gosber Abonim, Ain Kavonas arrived, Loshriach, the Sacha Bimachuber, as the Ritvo accused him of. No, about a Shriach, means not a Yachtiv. Apparently, the Ritvo did not have those words in front of him, where the Ravid added those 4 words, Hoel Ve'ena Ru'uya Liyachtiv.
The
Ritvo
puts him as Lochazi.
This is Lochazi. Where I lost it. The Lo Chazi Lo Shia Lo Sachebo, but never said it by Yontif. He didn't have those. Do we have those words? I think we do. Let's open up. Let's make sure we have the words. All right, I put the rabbit on the Maramakomas, I think. Maybe not.
No, yeah, it was on the.
remember.
Balamor.
Oh, Ravid Shum. Says here, Yudam and Aleph or Chav Zayin. So with the Gemara, see if I think the four words are there. Last I think I looked, I think it was there. But, was it written by a different text or something? Quite a strong accusation. He forgot a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah right there. Not if it's a Mishnah somewhere in Caleb or somewhere, I don't know, who knows, in the Goyim. The Mishnah right over here. Maybe he forgot it. Shayach. Let's take a look. Let's see the right. See if you have those words. Who can find those words in the Ravid? Asagas Ravid.
Right here. Fourth to last narrow.
Right, the end of the narrow lines. He says, "Harminas of Chav Gimel, Tamei Mishim Lo Chazil the Shiva." Okay, but that's not the line I'm looking for. Yeah, that I found, but look for those extra four words that he just quoted over here in the footnote. Those actual four words. What are the four words? Howel ve'ein ruyeliyantif.
On the bottom line.
The last line. That's right, the last line. It was cut off in the manuscript of the Rebbe. Yeah. Last line. Lo shticha howel ve'ein ruyeliyantif. Bingo. So the Rebbe's kasha has no kasha. We do have it. It's the last line of page Chav Zayin in our print. Did I tell you? Ravid wins again. Okay. Rabosai. Okay. So there's a false accusation. A false accusation. He doesn't forget things. Okay. Fine. Interestingly, Rabosai, we have to see this a little bit. This, as I said before, this question is really no question because of the text that it apparently didn't have, or whatever it may be. But let's take a look, Rabosai, in the Sfas Emes. He says something very fascinating. Yes, Shalmei Todor? Our Shalmei Todor is? What? Somebody different. Can't be. Okay, let's see. Svas MS? Hasomer Sukhosa Bakari Amita. What does it mean? Mayim v'davar mekabel tuma, can hayo davka b'mita shlema, avol shevikli, ena mekabel tuma. I we pass in after tzva b'loy kelim psulim safi shloma, kema deena psulim in the rabbanon, lo osu namim psuka dolavi osu namim b'davar mekabel tuma ena the rabbanon, mischach pos in the rabbanon. The rid for says something we just saw a minute ago, but I think it can't be pshat. Why? Because Rashi says lahame b'davar mekabel tuma min haTorah asur. Because of Abach, Bidina, can be Mela, Babloi, can Gam, can Usur. So he just, this is a very important Sfas Emes. Even the Rabbanu would be no good. So he reread the Rashi. He goes in the Keva, that's a different story. Oh, watch this now. Beautiful. Miloshin HaMishnah Nira. The Lechatchila, Gam Chachomim Osrim. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, Rabosai. Hasomech sukos the bekar mita ksheira. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ivon can't psulim." Ksheira means you with a krechs ksheira. Didn't say what to do it. This comes the Melchizedek Rav's second pshat isn't lying in the words of the Mishnah. Not just he made up out of nowhere. Meiridik. Look at this. V'achim yushim ad pliga meroy betan Rabbi Yehuda afkar zechok chachamim shnafkemina nilchat chila. V'aposkim digim yidemaisi rifal d'abay the posuk of Rabbi Yehuda. They knew it. No. Nafkirin chatchila, but the Yavit Kosher, the Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayis, Rambam doesn't do argue with the Rif. Very dick, Rabbi Osai. The Magen Avraham is mefurish in the Mishnah, says the Sfas Emes. Ha! What a winning line. Get a Rif, it's not stuff anyway. This is quite a line. Quite a line. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful line. Beautiful. He doesn't mention Magen Avraham, but I'm adding the Magen Avraham would fit in beautifully according to this. Ah! Fine. Now Rabosai. Take a look, Rabosai, in the Berheite, as you see, Tuf Reish Chavav, Sivkotin Zion. Everybody look. Everyone please open up. Tuf Reish Chavav, Sivkotin Zion. Berheite. Watch. The end. Sukkah asuya tachas adump. Davar. Tahainu. Sheposchil and mokam emsagat. For nikkur beloshen aravi dvar. Beloshen laz baga. Upomim. Osin al shetach adavar. Pusuch shep sivcha. Umasa reshes. Upomim osin. Svocha maybe how you pronounce. Zum echute nechoshes. Or mechute pishtan ksheira, vafilum yaniach chaschach akosh or agavi as zvocha mamish ksheira ginas virodim ginas virodim. Why? Why is he making? Why is he making? Let's look at the Shai Tshuva. Shai Tshuva always extrapolates on the Barhetiv. Every Shai Tshuva starts with the Barhetiv. If you ever look at Shari Tshuva, there are two different numbering systems. Some go 1, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and some peg the Shari Tshuva to the Bar Hetiv. So you skip numbers. What does your print have? I went over here, Shari Tshuva, Shum. I was afraid to write a number because they're different prints. My version, it has Zion. Zion here and Zion there. You know the Shari Tshuva, it goes from Aleph to Vav to Zion. Skip Beis Gimel Dalet Hey, you don't have to say it. What do you have in your Shari Tshuva?
Oh, Beis Gimel Dalet.
So you only have Dalet.
This is Gimel. Yeah.
Gimel, right? Only Gimel, right? Yeah. That's why I couldn't put an O. So I put it in Shum. You figure out it's either Zion for me or Gimel for you. Okay. As the Shari Tshuva is going to explain Pshat in this Ginas Verodim. What is the Ginas Verodim talking about? Just a small excerpt of a rather long Shari Tshuva. Look carefully. Watch. Ula Inyan, in my Mishnah Brewer, it's page 172, wide line 3. I don't know if you have the same print as me. Ula Inyan, in Mutal Aniach Hasrach Kosho Asvocha Mamish, in Bechibu Asvocha Ladava Vakavua Sham, Shuv Ein Mekabeles Tuma, then Mechuba Lakaka. Whoa! Whoa! Whoa, when Pierce was Vacha Gabi Asrach, Betel Gabi Asrach, who command the lesson on me. Rebbeinu Shalom, what's going on over here? You know what he's saying? We always say, if it's Maimon on Sunday, which is not Rosh Hashanah, it's no good. Nowhere to say it in Shas. Nowhere! What does it say? Maimon Bedover HaMakabel Tumah. If this is now going to be attached to the ground, and the longer Makabel Tumah, I don't care that it's made from metal and you can't use a v'schach. It's a chiddush neira in Shari Tshuva. I repeat, we always assume, yes, the Gemara Zosh Ma'am Adavim Mekabel Tumah. Lav Adavim Mekabel Tumah. Right? We said before, for example, we saw in the Ritva, and we saw in the Abnineza, it's all going to be on the ground, and the ground is no good. Why is the ground no good? The ground's not Mekabel Tumah. It's Mechumah. It's Karka. Right? Stop souls going beyakev. A lot of reasons why it's no good. It's not Makabel Tumah. So now we suggest the Shari Tshuva is only a Gzera when it's Makabel Tumah. But if you take this metal and you attach it to the ground, it's Mechuba, it's not Makabel Tumah anymore. No more Psul of Maimed. You know who said it first? The Bala Yitra. They said it, the Shari Tshuva said it on his own. The Bala Yitra holds that way. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's what he holds. Unbelievable. Now, what's pshat? At both sides, like this. Listen carefully. Some want to say that the only time we say hakol, that you follow the maimid, listen carefully, please. What did we say before? Let's assume it's Medina, not Mikzera. That's what we call Rashi in the Bach. The only time we can say that schach on top is given the status of the maimon on the bottom, and if the maimon on the bottom is called schach, so have schach, which is posel, is maimon schach, which is kosher. So the schach, which is posel, kosher becomes posel as well. But if it's not schach at all, so then maybe we can't even use that expression. And after all, if it's attached to the ground, maybe it's not called schach at all. Now, the problem. Did I put any meiris on? Are there meiris here? No meiris on the Maimon Kamos? No? Because I get like the same as the Gemara's and Shabbos said, when it's just too short quotations, I don't want to be burdened you to go look up meiris. I'll show you the meiris. Here's a summation, the Miri. Here we go. The summation. Okay, watch the summation over here. It's very important. There's a Miri summation of the entire sugya. Watch this. Look. This is like this. Afal pisha amodas haschach al davar shein mesachin bo poseles shema lo nemra ele bedavar mekabel tumah balitum, right? Not mechuber. It's on ilah. Not mechuber. Not mechuber. Right? Not a tree. Talking about a tree. It's inami is what we saw before in the Ran. Where's the inami? Where I lost it. Lost it. Oshema, Tchivas Kundis and Vilan, as we said earlier. That's what we saw before. It's not the same Meiri who says over here that the possibility exists. It does not apply if it's not Mekabel Tumah, even though it's Posel L'Sichuch. The same Meiri earlier, Rabosai, earlier, how do I get this over here? What?
Why would
there
be like that?
Why should the...
I don't know, if all zeros, that Shema, you'll come to use that as...
Slowly. The same Meiri we just saw, says over here, Abosai, what does it say over here? Watch this. In here somewhere. Watch. Charama min mameda bekabel tumah. Kolomar, v'chol shepasul l'sachik bo, hein mitzad kabolas tumah, hein mitzad apisulin, pos l'amres haschach olav, b'dvorim v'she'ev shul l'sachik bohem. Why? Shema yovol litos u'l'sachik bo. Ha'vaso ma'akol se'a bayis, ein moshim chashash. So l'amre Torah, el v'dvorim v'she'ev shul litos bohem. Period. Seems to me that the Meiri is of two minds. He's Mesupik. Here's Mesupik. What's the pshat over here on both sides? Does it apply to other things or not? Right. He said later on, he also said Shema. Right. Shema. In any event, Rabosai, that's the shail over here. In any event, Rabosai, the Ginas Verodim cannot be explained this way, in my opinion. I'll explain to you why. Because what did the Ginas Fadim say? Look carefully. Back to the Barhetiv, it quotes it. Look what he said. I'm going to show you one word. Look what he said. He says, Pomimosim svachazu mechute nechoshes. Oh, watch this now. Mechute pishton kshero. Whoa. So you can't tell me that only a something which is a min schach would pass it. as opposed to we saw before, the metal wouldn't be called a mincchach. He has pishtan. Pishtan grows from the ground, Rabbi Osai. Pishtan grows from the ground. It's a mincchach. The answer, it seems to me, is no. Because in theory, you could use it. Gidula menorah, it's not mekabel tumah. Aye, it's mechuber. Not so simple. It's a fascinating question of what's called tolush ulevesov chibro. A tree is mechuber, that we know. Obviously, we're talking about some thread. It wasn't created that way from the ground. It was detached. And you reattach it. Open, if you will, to the Mogen Avram. Tov Reish Chav Tes Sivkotan Yud Aleph. For a minute, please. Tov Reish Chav Tes Sivkotan Yud Aleph. Mogen Avram. You have a word cut out of us. Cut out of us. Mogen Avram is still a lot to go. Sivkotan Yud Aleph. What does it say? On the last words of Siv Zayin. Mekabim Tuma. Uvimaril Kosov Dechayosh Kaishinan Shema Nitmu Bemedrus. That's why I asked the kasha before. Mashmid and Yodina and Bavadish and Nitmu, Gon Shem, Chadosh, and Shar Tarachim, Takoponim, Mekabim Tumo. Yeah, there are more. Even Chadoshim. Fine. Hik Shabbach. Heich Manich and Klunso, Salgabi Kosal, Mechuber, Rebbein Shalalem. He's assumed that Mechuber is also a problem. Vlozocha Mashu, Kosavu Atzmo. First we thought that the rabbis forgot a Mishnah. Now we think that the Bach forgot what he already wrote himself. I'll tell you, forgetting is yeah. B'shem Trumas Hadeshem, the Tolosh of the Vesov Chibro, Kosher Leschach. Yeah. The Beisaris of Tarchav said so. Tarlas of Tess. Look at about Tarchach as well. That's what it says over here. Fascinating. Fascinating. The Kitzer Rabosai, I think the answer has to be shot in this sheet of the Balitur. There were only goals there by Mekabel Tumah. You know why? Rabosai, we have a show of hands in this room. Who wants to raise hand and say, I am a Bucky, what's Mekabel Tumah? I saw the last one raised my hand. The problem is going to be, therefore, you'll see somebody marmed on something or other. And you, in your mind, you'll say, you know what? It's not Mekabel Tumah. And use that thing for schach itself, which is possible in the rice. But whatever, there's an expression of Chazal, kalkoloso takanoso, the worse it is, the better it is. Because the worse it is, no one's going to confuse it and think it's kosher l'sachigmo. It's something which is mechuber, nakidule karka, all these kind of things, no one's going to get confused. How do you like that? How do you like that? Fascinating. Fascinating. Of course, obviously, the Ramban and the Ravid and the Ran who were talking about Elon, obviously disagree with the Balitur. Okay, so it's a machlokas so Rishon. Now, Rabosai, we have a little more time, about 10 minutes to go. Let's take a look at the Rashi and Chav Dalid Amud Beis. Chav Dalid Amud Beis. This one, I think, is in the Maracos. I hope so. It's in the Mishnah. Whenever I say Mishnah, obviously I have to see Rashi. No, I'll put down Rashi. If I want to see the Tosis, I put down Tosis. We skip some. We never see Rashi. I both said for future reference. If I only write it's obvious. That's why I'm just going to Rashi without a Gemara. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Osa sukoso ben elonos filonos tfanos la ksheira. Says Rashi. Ben elonos ba'oretz. Below Samcha Alein, Avalhein, Dofno Seho. Rashi says, Pshat, the trees are just the wall of the Sukkah. The wall. Yeah? Why did Rashi say that? Says the Mogen Avraham, take a look in Simon Tov Reish Lamed. Sivkot Yudal according to Bach. Give a look, please. Tov Reish Lamed Yudalet Kolz Tabach. Haosa Sukaso. Many lonas the Mishnah Sif Yud in Shulchan Aruch. Pretty sure it's on the Rama Kamos. Am I correct? Tov Reish Lamed. You Yes, yes. Now he's the Magen Avraham on, the Machta Shekel is also on. On the Makos. Take a look. V'lo Samcha Agabe Ilam. The Imlo Kane to the Mabshad is, ain't no Lebiyatif. That's the problem. If you're going to have the, right, you follow me? If the tree serves as a wall, you have a big redwood, and the tree serves as a wall of the sukkah, no problem. But if you're going to do what? Put the schach to be reliant and leaning on the wall, you can't go there on yantim. And it says, Tuf Reish Chav Chesiv Gimel. I might have to shop. The Lo Kabach! Who made the Lo Kabach? What Lo Kabach? Let's take a look at the Machzah Shekel. The Lo Kabach. What made the Lo Kabach? What's the Loma? Everyone see it inside? The Habach cost at the time of Shirashi. The Samcha Ilan Havilek is Samcha Bakari Amita the Psula. And he brings a raya from Tosis Avchav Gimel. And I also think I put on the Maram Kamas. Also Behema Dolphin the Sukkah Buda Machshir Kosva Tosis. Oh, there are two typos on the Maram Kamas. Here's the first one. Should we demask the Verebi? It says Verav. You just have to add a little Yud. All right. Then it says the Rambam Perek Gimel. There's no Rambam Perek Gimel. That's a Shofar. It's Perek Hey. Those two typos I discovered yesterday. Okay, so let's make sure correction on the Rambam. Come on, Sheet Rebosa. Good. The Mairi Lo Samach Asuk Ala Behema. You're not riding a cowboy, you have an elephant. You're going to put a suk on top of the elephant. We're not discussing that kind of a case. The Imlokain Havali Samach Asuk Ala Gabe Kriyamita, the Pulsar Rabbi Yuda. So we'll be posting that kind of a case. The Rias Habakkuk, the Rias Tosis, lesser. There is Rias wrong. Why? Rashi, did we see this yet? I hope so. The Rashi Mefarish Tabuta Latame the Sukkah Diras Kevabinum Vagami Mita and the Keva Dot Metal Telus Layla Mita Vatosis Pirishan and the Kevaka Mita and the Sakova Yutfach Can I call a Diria Tosis Nafkov Gimel Shakosav Hide the Yasin Behema Dolphin Dal Koch of Marshall Samakalea the Imlokan Havalik Samka Kramita Dakla Pirish Rashi Bein Lo Keva Murim. Right, it's ain't look kevah, it's wobbly. The metal teller say they have a hand, the behemoth moves, those sukkah moves. Man, can you imagine? Do you want to be on a behemoth, a sukkah on an elephant? I'd be scared. Can you imagine that? When it starts to wobble, you're full of the sukkah come out. Out of the pure shatosis, and the kevah, with so much, and the kevah yud, and Indian behemoth, the koryamita. Not doing anything. So a behemoth, I'm skipping the parenthesis for a minute. Akoch Mariah Begovoa Yud says the Gemara and Sifyud Aleph. Him came in the Kavanas Atos was lifts over some of Chagabi and behemoth. Should the metal tell us by the Zeh Domel Kraimito? Eich Lomaz Abach lifts over some of Chagabi Yilan in a metal tale. Do Mechuber. So the Bach is wrong. The Bach is simply wrong. The Bach held against its Medina. But the Bach is incorrect. Because the question of Ein Lekeva, and here it's Yesh Lekeva. Maybe the Bach is a Shitoso, he's only worried about Maimon Medina. That's probably the answer to the Bach, but the Bach Mugler didn't hold from that. She said the Bach is absolutely incorrect. 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 Oh. So no, Rabosai. No. So, I mean, this point I'm just making now, I think it's found in the Machta Shekel himself. It's not my Chiddush. Let's go a little further. Go a little further. Oh, parentheses, a little bit later on. Eli Yeshlama, Tabach Ozo Lishitose, Tesvir Lehoda Ozo Lahamim Bedovim Kabotumo, O Bechol Dovah Shem Sachimo, Humidino, Lo Mishim Gzeiro, Eli Mishim Da Kolo Lechakarah Myrin. Have the kilusicha be also double maimed, as the Magen Avraham said. The day is shalom bein b'samach al gabi ilan, b'samach al gabi behema, tavayu psule mechataimo. The double of the smoke on gabi akwita, kariyamita, mandama tamish kariyamita, shemayim gabi tumo. Gabi behema in it's so machas min oretz. So midina is a problem. But what does she tell say? He denies the whole bach. He's lam adama mechaba tumo, or shadvari. It's a gzera, the Ramban mitzvah on the Ran. Therefore, it's not comparable to Behema. And Tarsus Chav Gimel is called the Pirish Rashi we saw. Fine. The Kitza, I'm back to Machton Shechel after the Prentice, the Mogan Avram, doesn't like this pshat. So, Maim and Bedov Hashem Mesachim, why not? Called the Rashi, only called the one man the Yomar. Because of Maim and Bedovah Keva. Have a poskim, we don't hold that way. We saw in Tav Chesh Chav Test, we saw by Riches. Gam is time is Shem Hamam and Kavak and Mesachim. Im Noaz Kundisin be Ilan Vesicha Galeim Kshera. Tav the Ilan Maimid the Maimid. At the Mogan Avraham wrote back at Tarchach. Uva Sima Tarchat Shem Aran. Chen Adif Le Lefarish at time is Shem the Ein Ona be Yomtiv. Aliba the Chulei Alma Vasa Bechol Gavne in the Mishnah says in the Chav Beis Amad Beis. This is how it explains the whole Mogan Avraham. Yudalit going against the Bach. And the Bach is, of course, the Shita So, and Pasha, we don't pass like him. One more thing. Tomorrow we're going to see Mr. Shemdi Bir Halach over here, and then we'll get maybe tomorrow to the Chazanish, so we'll have it for me. All right, we'll have it. Look at one more Svasemis. Where? This. Watch. Mipnei Shemamida. B'davar mekabel tuma. Hiksha rush. What do you do it with the kos lavanim? Yeah. He has a pshat like this. His own original pshat. The davka lahamed aschach b'davar hamekabel tuma asur. The keva shekol nesinat hamekabel tuma. Watch this. The tzorach aschachu gozu bo nishli yavol l'sachet bo. Chen the tzorach aschach asur l'sayem b'davar mekabel tuma. Watch this amazing chiddush in this original thought. Avo. Bitfanos psulim shaleim munachas chach kachu a mitzvah v'lekel emigza behem. Unbelievable, unbelievable. Svasemis original thought. If it serves as a dolphin a sukkah, it's a mitzvah. Then it's an exera. I Abaye says sichra gabi mita kshera who kapashta to call as chach munach rak al hamita. Afal pikein b'chay gavna lo mikri maim edavar mekabel tuma shod ikir hamita l'dfanos asuya v'lo l'hamenes aschach rabosai. You know the beds used to look like in those days? The beds had walls. You ever see? The bed, if you look at in the picture books, the bed has like a wall in front of it and a wall in back of it. You ever see those things? If you just lie in bed, you see a wall in front of you, a wall behind you. You ever see such beds? No. Not these days. Okay. That's what he says. A chiddush nifla v'noira ad me'od. Answers the kasha of agola. Yeah, answers. Answers every kasha. As he says. But then he says, Rabosai, even though he's saying this, no one else in the world said it. He says somewhere in here that, you know, that's his own chiddush, but Svasem is the first to admit that this is no one ever says. We have to stop here. Mishmah Torah taught the Bir Halacha, quotes the Gra. We'll try if we can to get to the Svasem. Believe that. Okay. To get to the Chazanish.